Hi, gentlemen. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. This is video number 7 out of 100 that you're helping me while I'm helping you. I've told you before that I haven't done many videos, and I haven't definitely done my own with nobody helping. And so thanks for your feedback. Part of the feedback I've gotten is to look into the lens. So I put an eyeball-shaped piece of paper right over the lens so I know to look in your eye while I'm talking to you, which is how I prefer when we meet one-on-one. I've also been told to get a little bit better lighting, get a tripod, and have some notes in front of you so you know where you're going to go. So thanks, guys, all of you who have been sending me input, especially Steve, you know who you are. Appreciate it. I want to talk a little bit today about an article that's below this video I wrote for the Good Men Project, but first I want to talk about the introduction I normally give on these videos. The introduction is, this is the place where men come to face their challenges with women, love, and sex, to become the man they want to be and create the life they really want. And I think that's an important thing to say I think that that makes sense when I look at the reality of what goes on with us. It happened with me. When I look at the way I was showing up in relationships with women, the way I thought, the way I spoke, and the way I acted in relationships with women before my marriage and all during my marriage, pretty much defined how I operated outside of that relationship. It pretty much reflected my performance level, my confidence, my strength, and my clarity outside the relationship. So if we can get in the training ground of relationships with women, and if we can master that, it really makes a huge difference. And I got a couple emails today. I got one email yesterday, and at the men's meetup we had in Fort Collins on Wednesday, another guy showed up to reinforce this very notion. And these are two guys who are in very similar places. One of them I'll call Jake. He was at the meetup, and he'll know who he is if he's watching the video. We worked together almost 3 years ago, right after his divorce. It was a very, very difficult time in his life. He has kids, a very difficult marriage, and a very difficult divorce, and he's still going through transition. But he showed up to the men's meetup with a swagger and a sense of confidence. He had a sport coat on. And his life is going amazingly well. What he wanted to tell the other 8 guys who were there at the meeting was, and what he said was, this stuff works. And I know what he meant. He wasn't saying this is trickster stuff, this or some kind of manipulation. What he meant was, when you get in the right mindset, this really works. Jake has, he was just out on a date that day, or that night before, I guess. And he said that it was the most relaxed, confident, calming, deliberate date he's ever had. He said she was relaxed, she was into him, he was very comfortable being present with her and being very interested and just being himself. He was in a state of mind that he had not achieved even in his marriage. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. And when you're in that state of mind and when you're in that mindset, things happen for you. And he's having an epiphany. He's had an epiphany. He wants to work with men. He wants to be a coach of men. And I highly encourage that. In fact, he just got his first client of helping a much younger man in the single world. Another email I got was from a guy who's been divorced twice. He just got divorced a few months ago. I'll just call him by his real name, Alex. He lives in Texas. He sent me an email, which is unbelievable. I have it down here, so I'm going to read some of the stuff he said, just so you get an idea of what the mindset feels like when you get that confidence, clarity, and strength back. It's called mojo, and this is what Alex said when he sent me this email yesterday. I got this on my phone. Said, hey man, I am doing great. Life just keeps getting better, Steve. I'm going hardcore at the gym right now, and I'm getting in the best shape of my life. Business is good. He's an entrepreneur. He has his own IT business. And we're picking up new clients. Met a few women, but they didn't line up with my purpose. And they're beautiful too. Man, it feels good not going crazy for women now just because they're beautiful. I know I've grown a lot because they don't faze me anymore. And I'm taking my time and I'm being selective. I don't need a woman in my life, but I want one, and that's a big difference for me. A friend of mine introduced me to a woman who's a fitness competitor, and I mean she's hot. She's got a hot body. Not that that matters, right? I have seen her in the gym a few times, but never thought she would be someone who would even give me a chance. Well, he introduced us, and we really hit it off. We really clicked. It's weird, Steve. She's enjoying my gifts as a man, and in return, she's giving them her gifts back to me. She takes the time to actually listen to me. I've just not seen that ever from a woman I've been with, including both wives. So we're doing really good. I love the fact that she's into me just as I am, and I am into her. She told her friend who told my friend who told me that she has never experienced a guy who is not clingy or wanting to know where she is all the time. someone who just takes charge. She said she thought those qualities in me were really hot. You know, Steve, I'm at the best point in my life. All thanks to you, man. You got me going. Yeah. Patting myself on the back. Sorry about that. Anyway, what Alex is saying is that even after two divorces and feeling inadequate, feeling bad, feeling guilty, feeling shame, he's gotten himself to a point to where he's really starting to feel strong again about who he is. And the reality is when you do that in your work, when you're winning new clients or you're getting a new job or asking for a raise or asking for a date or asking your wife to join you in the life you want, it comes from your mojo. I'm talking about strength and confidence and clarity and sense of purpose. And that's why I'm here, to help you. The article I wrote below, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. The core message in the article that's titled, Jane Threatens Divorce Again, What Should John Do This Time? That's the title of the article. So I wrote an article about how I think John might respond if he's getting his mojo back, if he's getting his strength and his confidence and his clarity back. And the core message is that John had been letting fear guide him in the marriage. And we all know what this means. If you've been at a point of wanting to say something, wondering if your relationship is going to last, you feel a knot in your stomach, a knot of fear about saying what you want to say or doing what you want to do. And when you read about John, what he's decided to do is actually not give an ultimatum, but just invite his wife Jane to join him at a much higher level in the marriage, that he expects more of himself and for himself. At the end of the article, he talks about how he is asking her to join him, and he knows he can't control her choices and what she wants. But the one thing he's asked her to do is to stop with the threats. She's used that as a tool against him in the past. In the previous article, where Jane got angry, that you might have read, she was manipulating him. She was using the threat of divorce and his fear of abandonment, which he admits to, as the tool to keep him at bay, to keep him on his toes and walking on eggshells. And John's figured this out, and he's figured out that he has got everything he needs inside to stand up to this threat that she's making. Not to stand up to her and get into a big fight or an argument, but just to let her know that he's no longer scared. This is a process. I know in one short article, people can say, wow, well, you wrote that quickly. That was like 700 words, and he went from being scared to being a big, big, brave guy. And you don't get it overnight. Confidence and clarity and strength is built. It's a process. It's part of what we do in our men's retreats. It's what we do in the men's meetup. It's what I do in one-on-one coaching with you. And so read the article. There's only a few comments in there. I'd love for you to go in there and read it, make some more comments, and just give your point of view on what you think is the gap. What's the reason between fear and confidence? What's holding men back from actually saying what John said in the article that even surprised him a little bit? He didn't know he had it in him. The fact is, he had it in him all along, and so do you. So let's talk about one other thing. If you're interested in working with me at all, or talking to me, having a 30 to 60 minute conversation, really deep, really powerful, I'd love for you to go to my site and fill out the application on the Work with Steve page there. And then I can get the information, some of your history and some of the vitals that I like to know ahead of time before we have a phone call. By you filling that out, it gives me a head start on where we're going in the phone call. And we don't waste a lot of time on some of the details of your life and what's going on and who you are. So I'd love to talk to you. Powerful conversations, personal conversations, deep conversations are what I'm all about. It's why I do this. It's why I do the men's meetup. It's why I'm having the men's retreat in November, because this is what turns me on. And if you're a guy who wants to get in deep and start revealing some of the stuff that's holding you back, I would love to be a guy in your life to help you get through it. The men's retreat. The men's retreat is on Saturday, November 7th, 2015. It's right here at the Horseman Ranch. Thing is that there's a maximum of 10 guys allowed here. This is going to be up close and personal. It's a 6-hour deal from noon to 6 on Saturday, November 7th. We're going to be here. We're going to have free lunch, a barbecue kind of thing. I don't know what the weather will be like, but I've got plenty of room here for 10 guys. I can't have more than that because it gets too busy. It gets too impersonal. We get pretty deep and we get pretty connected. The last two have been good. The thing is about the price, it's a $349 retreat, but I offered for the guys who have been to previous retreats or guys who have attended at least one of the meetups in Fort Collins an early bird discount. Until October 5th, the price is $249, all inclusive, if you sign up before October 5th. After October 5th, I'll be opening the doors up to everyone else. if they want in, if I don't have a full group of 10. If we only have three, that's fine too. But 10 is the limit. If you didn't attend a meetup, and if you haven't attended a previous meetup, or if you haven't been to a retreat in the past, you'll have to wait until October 5th to get in on the deal. Love to meet you. Love to talk to you. I appreciate your time listening to me and helping me on the video. Hopefully this one came out a little bit better. Hopefully the eye contact was pretty good too.